SBS Filipino.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I've said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino, Buddy Abadilla ng Connect City Church at Tess Abadilla ng Frontline Foundation para sa nalalapit na charity concert na pinamagatang Help. Magandang araw sa iyo, Tess at Buddy.
Magandang araw din sa iyo, Connect. Thank you so much for having us today here.
You're welcome here. Yesterday, isang awitin mula sa Beatles. Yeah. Napakagandang awitin. Bakit ito napili mong kantahin?
Buddy? Well, actually, nung panahon ko, nung araw na yun, matagal na, this is one of my favorite song yesterday. Mm. At saka, it really reflects sa buhay ko eh. Kaya, naalala ko na, nung, this will be part of our kantasano sa pinaka fundraising concert.
And I know that every year, nakaugalian na ng frontline na magpalabas ng isang konserto. At para ito sa komunidad ng mga Pilipino dito sa Melbourne. Ngayong taon, kakaibang ting magiging kaganapan para sa komunidad. Tell us about this one, Buddy.
Okay, when I was talking to my wife ano, mga few months, last year pa ito, sabi ko, Tess, kasi maganda siguro kanta ang ating next year na theme is about help. Tulungan ng mga tao sa Pilipinas. Ngayon, sabi ko, maganda siguro magkanta isang ngayon concert na live ng mga kanta ng mga Beatles kasi ito yung mga popular sa mga Pilipino. At the same time, yung kanta kasi ng mga Beatles hanggang ngayon, misa yung mga kabataan ngayon, nagugustuhan pa rin bali. Tamang-tama yung kantang Help, yun ang pinakatitulo ng aming ng foundation na gagawin ng Lites sa kanilang concert. So maganda siguro, Help is talagang tulungan ang ating mga kababayan sa Pilipinas.
Sino-sino mga kasama mo dito, Buddy?
Well, I don't know if you know si Archie, isang keyboard player, si Herbert Fangon, isang magaling na Filipino singer dito sa atin, si Toby, sa church sa aming gitarista, Rudy Garcia, siyang original na Beatles sa Pilipinas, Rudy Garcia, at saka si Joben Aguilar. Kamag-anak nino ni Fred Aguilar. Puro sila mga professionals. At saka si Romy pala. Romy, kung nakikinig ka, ikaw pala Romy. Isa namang magaling na isang singer at saka isang drummer.
Kumusta naman ang mga pag-i-ensayo yung ginagawa ng grupo?
Ngayon, almost tapos ang mga kanta basically. Na maganda namin ensayo. Ano lang ngayon, puro na lang repaso. Ano? So I believe na magiging maganda itong concert and kayo aming iniimbitahan na kayo manood. Maganda ito.
Kailan ba nabuo ang Frontline Foundation, Tess?
Okay, so yung concept niya, Claudette, as early as 2011. Okay, so, pero ang roots nito is because si Buddy at saka ako, as part of Connect City Church, we go to the Philippines for a yearly mission trip. And so from there, nabuo siya ng 2011. So it took us a few years to just create yung concept na binibigay sa pagtulong sa mga mahihirap sa Pilipinas. And then, so initially mga projects, mga individual projects. Pero in 2014, we launched this in cooperation with Australian Christian Church International Relief. Sila kasi ang nagbibigay ng tax-deductible receipt for any donation So we launched that, and ang key things dun sa frontline is that it is community led.
Mm.
So ang basic vision niya is empowering one community at a time, and to actually reduce poverty.
So we're doing a lot of projects back in the Philippines.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Tell us more about.
Okay, so yung una naming proyekto as a community is isang grupo ng mga pinakamahihirap na mga Muslim.
Mm.
Okay, so they came from the south, but they came up sa Batangas. Nakatira sila sa isang isla sa Malitam Dos, and they were a community na no read, no write. That was in 2002. We met them through one of our pastors, si Pastor Albert Santiago. And then, mga noong 2014, I thought na, because we have been doing child sponsorship sa community na to, but they remain beggars. Yung mga magulang nila. Mm. Siyempre, pinag-aaral mo yung mga bata, pero yung mga magulang, mga beggars to eh. Kasi nga, wala naman silang no read, no write. So, nag-propose ng project itong si Pastor Albert. Sabi niya yung livelihood program. And that is the first project that we funded na isang community. So ngayon, we actually created a cooperative sa kanila. And then, so they will loan, and then they will... So effectively, tinulungan namin sila magkaroon ng mga negosyo.
Mm-hmm.
So that as of now, originally, mga 34 families yung tinulungan namin. As of now, 175 families na ang natulungan. Kasi hindi lang isang Bajau community, pero meron pang dalawang other Bajau communities in Batangas ang natulungan. So, yun naman, meron silang mga kabuhayan. Either may sari-sari store, meron silang... Ang mga Bajau, mahilig sila sa mga alahas eh.
Oo, so yung, mga pearls.
Oo, mga pearls, no? So, they sell that, pearls. Meron silang mga... fish, tapos mahilig sila sa namamangka sila. So, ibang klase ng mga hanap buhay. At ngayon, I can say na hindi na sila ito yung community. Hindi na sila nagbebeg.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually valued, may value na sila as a family. In fact, nakakapag-SM na sila. Oh, meron na silang fridge sa kanyang sari-sari mm-hmm. store. It's interesting how, you know, a small amount of money nakakatulong sa ating mga kababayan. So it's actually empowering them and then giving them a chance to think and then improve yung kabuhayan nila. Ito yung ating first community na tinulungan.
There are also our beneficiaries for this upcoming concert.
Itong ating project na ano na help is actually our third project. Kasi yung second project natin sa DAET,
mm-hmm.
ito naman agricultural. So yung mga taong meron silang land but they have no money, tinulungan natin silang magplant. So let's say pineapple and things like that. So yun ang tinulungan natin sila magkaroon ng kabuhayan doon din, livelihood program. Itong third project natin is sa Kogyo. Yung mga Kogyo sa barangay Sambaville ito, and they actually were mga relocated sila, mga squatters sila na nirelocate sa Kogyo. So at the moment hirap silang magkaroon ng hanap buhay. So they can have a project wherein hindi lang basta livelihood but pwede silang magkaroon ng, ang iniisip namin is they will subcontract to a large manufacturing firm, tapos ititrain natin sila, tutulungan, bibigyan natin sila ng means and then to teach them how to make contracts and things like that. So sila yung inaisip natin na may training na mangyayari ngayong April and May, ngayon as we speak. And then we're hoping na anuman ang proceeds nitong benefit concert is yun ang magpopondo ng livelihood program para sa kanila sa July.
Naniniwala ka, Tess, na instead of giving men a fish, teach them to fish.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And aside from giving, teaching them how to fish, kasi pag nag-fish ka, pag naubos na yung tubig sa pond, wala na, di ba? Wala nang fish. But you teach them how to think. And when you teach them how to think, you actually feed them for a lifetime. Kasi nag-iisip na sila. And that's when the empowering begins because they begin to see their worth, their value, na kaya pala nila to. Kung meron silang dream, meron silang determination. Sometimes all it takes is someone who actually supports them, hindi lang financial, pero training as well, and then encouragement and so on. And that they are able to believe in themselves, to raise up their family, and at the same time, sila na ang magpapaaral sa kanilang mga anak.
Uh-oh. So you guys also personally go there to train them? Or do you have a pool of people that do the trainings?
Actually, yes, we have. Yes, I go there. So one time tinrain ko sila about community development. And but we have a pool of resources then at the moment, specifically in the area of livelihood. So may training sila even for sometimes just financial management, even managing a business. So yung pag ano sa banko, so mga basic things na sa sometimes we take for granted, pero doon sa mga mahihirap talaga na walang concept ng banko, for example, sa kanila, then you teach them how to actually manage their finances and save and then support and then plan for their future as well.
You find purpose in giving.
Absolutely.
Sharing.
Yeah, the Bible says ano, it is blessed to give than to receive. I think kung tayo po na mga nandito na dinala ng Panginoon dito sa Australia, na mga Pilipino na may pagkakataon na maganda ang ating mga trabaho, marami po tayong means of income, hindi naman tayo, kumbaga, ang gobyerno sumusuporta sa atin. Pag umuwi po tayo sa Pilipinas, nakikita natin na marami po sa ating mga kababayan ang hindi walang oportunidad na makapag-aral or even magkapag ka ng hanap buhay. So, you know, we take one community at a time. So, and one family, one life, one individual, it makes a difference kasi lifetime na yun sa kanila eh. And then it's for generations to come. Mm. So, naniniwala po ako sa generous giving.
Finally, buddy, ano yung mga highlight ng event? Apart from singing the Beatles songs at ang mga guwapong mga performers, ano pang dapat abangan ng ating mga tagapakinig?
Well, definitely, they will enjoy na makinig sa mga kanta ng mga Beatles na naging very popular sa Pilipinas. Ang aming mga piniling kanta, yung talaga naging talaga mga number one hits sa buong mundo. And we believe na you will enjoy the songs. Mayroon konti doon. Alam mo na, may mga konting katatawanan din, bale. Hindi lang naman puro kanta naman kami. May konting katatawanan din. Kasi we would like to communicate sa ating mga kababayan ang ganda ng ating kultura. At the same time, at talagang, di ba mga Pilipino, mahilig magkakanta, di ba?
Mahilig sa musika, correct.
Maaaring sa mga banda ng concert, we will also let them invite to sing with us.
Ilang mga tao ang inaasahan nating manonood?
Oh, we are hoping na kung makakuha kami ng mga up to between 400 to 500 people siguro.
How is the selling of tickets now?
The ticket is selling very well right now and we're trying to bring excitement sa mga ating mga kababayan sa darating na concert, bali.
Imbitahan natin, buddy, okay, ang ating mga tagapakinig.
Mga kababayan, kayo aming inimbitahan sa Frontline Foundation Foundation Concert this coming May 6 sa Equip Church sa Harper's Crossing, ang address 147-155 Hogan's Road, Harper's Crossing. Ang time ng concert ay 5 to 7 p.m. At ang titulo ng ating concert ay Help. We have a guest here, si Charlene Sotelo at saka yung pong CCC Church Band, Connect City Church Band. Ngayon na, ang banda rito ay pangalan Flashback.
Bakit kamo? Flashback?
Kasi mga nakaraan. Okay. Pero may mga bata rin kami, mga member, hindi lang kami mga matured, okay?
Pero kayo yung ano, bida.
During my time talaga, I like the Beatles, ano? Kasi nga, I used to play with the band several years, tapos I was also a folk singer. Palaging kasama sa aking programa yan, yung aking kantang yan. Mm-hmm. I always sing 1 to 3 Beatles songs. Kaya naisip ko yung ganyang concert, tama-tama Help.
Mm. And you both have been very active in the faith as well. Serving the Filipino community here in Melbourne, is it always been a challenge to share the word or the gospel to Australians?
Of course. I mean, anything na when it comes to the faith, it's always a challenge. Kasi people have different opinions. People are coming from different circumstances. So I think at the end of the day, it's your own testimony. Kung paano ka nabago ng Panginoon. And I certainly have been changed by God since coming from the Philippines. And the peace that comes upon you, kasi syempre maraming challenges as you raise a family, and different things happen, not just in your family, but in your work, in your career, and there are certain expectations that you want to happen. So I think it's always, personally, sa akin, with God, all things are possible. So my faith in God has really been strong ever since we arrived here. And itong faith na to is what motivates me to actually make a difference sa ating mga kababayan. Kasi I think God has actually brought us here, not just for our own selves na mag-flourish, but to actually look at the roots where we came from and make a difference. You know, tumulong tayo sa in our own small way. So, makakatulong tayo. And nagpapasalamat ako sa lahat ng mga donors, mga bumibili ng ticket ngayon sa Help Concert. Marami pong salamat na, you know, your $25 na ticket. Huwag niyo pong iisipin na it's just for entertainment. And sure, you will be definitely entertained. I can assure you, it's gonna be a great concert. Pero yung pagbili nyo po ng ticket is actually going to help a family. Lahat po ng proceeds namin gagamitin para sa ating third community project. So, meron kaming tickets na, ito yung aming ticket hotline kung gusto nyo bumili, 0425-726-087. Dito po, and then kung gusto nyo, and then I think we will try and have some online booking. Sometime this week, i-open po namin ang online booking. Or you can just come on the day and then we'll make sure na you're able to come in. Gusto ko lang pong four things lang. Kasi pag sinabi nyo, marami po kasi mga foundation, di ba, na tatayo. Pero para po sa akin, four words lang ho ang gusto kong iiwan sa inyo regarding Frontline Foundation. Ang una po is about empowering communities. Ang ibig sabihin po noon ay hindi na natin sila tinutulungan mangisda. Tinuto natin na silang mag-isip para sa kanilang future at kabuhayan ngayon. Number two is community-led po. So sometimes tayo po naiisip natin kung anong gagawin nila pero hindi natin sila binibigyan ng oportunidad na sila mismo ang magsabi kung anong kailangan nila.
Mm.
So lahat po ng ating mga programa, meron po kaming strategic planning workshops na we conduct with the communities para po yung plano para sa kanila, sila po ang nagsabi sa amin. So that's community-led. Number two, it is sustainable. So we stay with a community for a minimum of 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mula sa planning, hanggang implementation, hanggang monitoring and evaluation. Hindi po kami i-exit hanggat hindi sila sustainable. So that's sustainability. And then the last po is holistic. So hindi lang po financial. We try and network with other organizations there para lahat ng kabuhayan nila. Hindi lang po isang aspeto ang tutulungan natin, pero we try and coordinate with other organizations sa Pilipinas po para magkaroon sila ng holistic transformation. So that kung ano po yung success nila, makatulong din sila sa ibang komunidad.
Mm.
Ma-replicate yung nangyari sa kanila, matulungan po nila ang ating komunidad. So empowering, community-led, sustainable, and holistic transformation.
Napakagaling.
Maraming salamat po.
For another sample ng isa sa kanilang mga tutugtugin sa kanilang upcoming concert, narito muli si Buddy Abadilla.
Maraming salamat, Claudette. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudette. This song is actually a classic ni Paul McCartney. Sa mga mahilig sa kanta ng Beatles, another song. Blackbird singing a dead old night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing a dead old night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird. blackbird fly into the line of the black night. Blackbird sing in the dead all night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.